Blog Talk Radio.
Singing the same tune because it is relevant to our time. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. All right, Radio Network. Now, I'm going to say greetings to all my listeners out there. And let's hope that we have a good time here today and no disruption of the communication. There's no need for my shows to be disrupted by the owners of Blog Talk Radio, because I'm not breaking any law whatsoever. Now, if you come here and fake that you own places and you have no business here, and you want to tell us that we black people don't have any right to be here either, and you're crazy. You're mad. And because you have the wealth in your hand and you have all kinds of things to kill us, then you think you have the upper hand. I invoke a curse of the gods and the ants that are doing these things. You are cursed, and I'm cursing you right up front so you understand what is going on this side. We don't have anything to be afraid of as long as we adore and worship our Creator. It's not the one you have in the Bible. Now, you can do us anything when we are worshiping your God. But I ain't. I grew up into that foolishness from when I was a child. No more of that, okay? And I'm going to tell you, I curse you who are doing it. And may you see speedy reaction for you doing these kind of stuff to us. I mean, you folks are doing it because you're all fucking ass and lay with your animals. We are the first speaker of language in a human sense. Gave us language. You never had none. You learned from us and from interbreeding with like the Neanderthals. Right? But you didn't learn civility from the Neanderthals. You only got a little uplift from the Homo erectus. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is that we don't have to have no race riot with anybody at all. Invoke the tornado that works beautifully. Fierce. Fire. Earthquake. Lightning and thunder. The power of COVID-19 to demolish all these people, because yes, you will be also used to create your own disaster. The Elohim, they master everything. So you don't want us to speak the truth about reality of civilization, and you only want money and wealth and talk about you have AD and a Domini. You are cursed, and may all of your you think, all the evil things that you think and have done, may they all come tumbling down and wipe you into the abyss. Because there is no way that what you all sodomites have done to the African people, that clearly you get this imagination that you have a right to destroy African people. You're cursed. And of course, it shouldn't take you very long from now for you to know that you are suffering with even something far greater than the COVID virus. No joke about that. Let me just say this to you. I don't do evil to anyone. I wish no one evil. But if you do evil, evil come to you. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk as though I don't know my show has a threat of Caucasoid sodomites. Because I know that the gods will make things go the way they want it to go. And I am willing to follow the command to live right and don't do any evil. All right? But cursing you for your wicked atrocities against the black people and telling us to shut up, yes, I'm cursing you. May you not see another day, if possible. Okay? You will know for sure that you were cursed. You didn't know all the time. You know now, right? Yes. Draw your attention to it. Now, this is what I have to talk about. First civilized calendar. bureaucracy was by Elohim God's kingship. All right? The gods gave us kingship government and gave us kings. And the bureaucracy is a feature that governed the office of the king. Law codes. And the reverence, the honor of the gods who provide all things for us. So the bureaucracy, the calendar that operates the bureaucracy of a king, only a king, okay? These sodomites mess around and come up with AD and Adamani and this sodomite Jesus in the year of our Lord. That's what they use. Now, why do African people allow these sodomites to do the kind of things that they have, and they're not connected to any civilized law and order or code? Why? I'm going to play your tune, and I will be right back. Aquarius, the fifth dimension.
Please don't hide the pain.
Author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never a Sinner. I have a caller here. 224, how are you?
Another New Year's, another night alone. I'm out and you're stuck in Festus, working. Huh. Imagine my surprise. What? Guess I'll have another drink. Here's a toast to die.
Okay, thanks for your call, and I see there's nothing that is communicating with me here, so thanks for tuning in. living in two different worlds, two worlds collide. That's the way it is. All right, life goes on. So now, we're talking about the calendar, and as you know, there is massive disruption of world civilization, you know. Civilization has been attacked and been, you know, damaged. As far as not the dynamics of kingship itself, damaged the people's ability to execute the government. Something went wrong. Why people fail to use the government, and why sodomite uncivilized people come to take over control of the world, and civility is no longer remembered by the very people who are supposed to administrate the government for organized and orderly society. No more. The people who are running government now, they bring in the a system where they can commit all the crime, because that's what's happening. The people who are running government, they are the criminals, and make up imitation laws. But they don't care anything about Elohim and kingship and kings that promulgate law codes. They don't care nothing about that. They only borrow and take what they want from civilization and make up their new world order. That's what they have done. All right. We have a brain, and as long as we are conscious, we have the ability to understand civilized information and instruction that lead us in the right way, right path of life. And we have the weapon to rebuke and destroy evildoers. We don't have to fight with them. You just speak the words and curse them and go about your business. And the gods sees and hears and act upon reasonable request. Destroy those that hate the gods. The Sumerian Mesopotamia The Sumerian Mesopotamian certified prehistory wrote, BC, 450,000 years ago, Elohim God initiated the first civilized era on Earth. The prominent initiation began with kingship bureaucracy, zodiacal calendar, the civilization of God's population continued till occasion created hybrid primitive worker in Abzu, South Africa. Inscriptions of foundation for first Innu were laid by Meslim, a king of Kish, who had reigned circa 2850 BC. Here is unquestionable proof. AD and Adamani bureaucracy calendar is sodomy. You understand what I've said? Here is undeniable proof. AD and Adamani bureaucracy calendar. AD and Adamani bureaucracy calendar is sodomy. S-O-D-O-M-Y. No questions asked. In whole, uncivilized inclusion of Europe, Caucasian counterfeit of Elohim zodiac calendar. Therefore, white sodomite criminal people use it to scam African hybrid civilization. Right? Wikipedia. N Wikipedia. .org. Wikipedia AD first. As to say, the denomination AD first for this year has been in consistent use since the medieval period. What happened before that? Yeah, it was the polytheism calendar, right? Yes. It says, for in this year has been consistent use the denomination AD first for this year has been in consistent use since the medieval period when the Anodamani AD calendar era became the prevalent method in Europe for naming years. It was the beginning of the Christian common era. And what is Christianity? Sodomite criminal institution. establishment. That's it. But you hear they talk about it like Christianity is something good. They don't use a name that is foul and sound bad. No, because they want to deceive you. Kind of way they're going to make you believe into Christianity, that Christianity is a nice thing. But as soon as you start reading and understand what, you know, understand words and know what words are saying to you when it comes to the situation it represents, you know that the whole thing is a bunch of charade, pantomime, travesty, mockery, parody, and pretense, nonsense. The civilization of God's population continued till occasion created hybrid primitive work in the Abzu, South Africa. Inscriptions of foundation for first Ininu were laid by Muslim, a king of Kish, who had reigned 2850 BC. All right. So now let's get on back down to Wikipedia and what Wikipedia said. Wikipedia said, AD calendar. AD calendar era became the prevalent method of Europe for naming years. So I asked the question, what were they doing before that? A very important question to ask and the answer be given. Because, see, you're leaving out the BC era and what civilization practiced by the calendar. And of course, you know that calendar did not start AD and Adamani, right? But that these sodomites have extracted from civilization and civilization calendar. So they are not operating on uncivilized calendar at all. Right? If you read the thing and understand the thing, you know that these sodomites are honest fuckers of dogs and mankind. So you know when they are writing things, you cannot trust what they write. You can't trust what they write. You see? And they want you to trust them fully too. Okay? Now, it's not going to go like that. The age where they go about and terrorize people are over. Because they are in the heat right now. Uncivilized pressure, weight, is tumbling down on them. Okay? And they're behaving like they still don't know where they are. Because they think America is their country. You see what I mean? It proves to you that sodomite people don't have civilized endocrine. Their glands are different. You tell them to do and behave differently than civilized people. So just understand that. So now, why are they putting all this effort to make the world think that they have wealth and everything and and don't want to show the world plainly that, you know, they fuck ass at night, you know, and fuck animals, right? See, they walk around in daytime and clean up dog poo. So a dog is a sexual for them. What dog said to them anyway when they have been sick? What dog said to them? You know what I mean? These are perverted people that take over the African territory.
You see, and they don't want me to shut up. They don't want me to talk about it. They want me to shut up. But, you know, you can't shut this up. Go back where you come from. Go back. Because you come to mingle up with people who are not sodomized. That's what you come to do. And to make it like natural, it will never be natural here. We don't want you sodomized. And I tell you what, we don't have no lot nor part with our Elohim creators. You understand that? You go to your creator in Europe, where you have in the Bible. We don't know that there you got there where you are talking about. Get out and go back where you come from. Right? Because nothing to do but pray to the gods to, I mean, do all the things that they think is right for you, because we don't have nothing to do with you no more, right? And you want to turn this world into 100% uncivilized atmosphere. That's what you want, because you don't see anything else that is better than fucking ass. And we know about penis and vagina and having children and make big civilization. You have not been able to make a civilization yet. But lying to the world like you do and pretending you're natural person. No, but why you write in the Bible that unnatural mind read better and know the word of God in the Bible? You white people, get out of our territory, because it is serious right now. But as long as we see the light and know reality of our history and our God who make furnish the world with good things, you are done. You are done. Your brain is no longer, your endocrine was not good all along. Your glandem was not good all along. But now, a worse situation now, that when we come to our realization that why you have in a Bible, a trickly, that your days are over. And might as well, if you know what is good for you, is take your way back to where you come from, because that's the place that is good for you. But the position that you are in right now, leading the people of the Elohim astray, you don't stand anymore, especially with all the atrocity the white people do, and behave like you don't do nothing. No, your life don't really value anything to have mercy on. None. You know, just like you look at us and don't have the mercy for us and kill us. Well, basically, you know, you need to understand that the way the world is going on today, it all credited for sodomite people who think that they must go about and distress and make the world fall into pure agony. And now I'm telling you, time has changed. And I got out of my childhood ignorance about church now. This is all about the Elohim gods in history that tells us what is reality. And that's what I'm dedicated to. And I'm going to be happy to do what I'm doing, because I'm not afraid of you sodomite fuckers. Hadn't been that you come into our territory and do the stuff you do, I wouldn't know these things to say them. But you come here and you're telling us that you are going to turn us into sodomite, into a sodomite culture. And I'm saying, you know what? No, it's not going to happen. And I'm telling you, your best move is to go back where you come from. Because I have no pity at all. No pity at all. You don't come here and do what you do and expect pity. Right? And then bring us down to the level of we are not that at all. And you are out of your place to try to do that. Okay? And you come here and talk about you have every single thing that you have here is because you steal it and violate our territory. Okay? And this is what you have facing you. Okay? And there's nothing you can really do about it, you know, to make anything better for yourself. There's nothing retaliatory to what I am saying that you can do, because guess what? You don't get it yet. Because if you really get the God's anger, you wouldn't be hearing me right now. Right? All this kind of stuff I'm reading here, these kind of stuff are, you know, what's called is gangrene, foolishness. You know? What are you talking about? The denomination, AD first, for this year, has been in consistent use since the medieval period when the Anodamani, AD calendar era became the prevalent method in Europe for naming years. Imagine all these old bunch of nonsense. You talk about you're a government and you're ruling African people with constitution and all that. Because nobody has taken up this thing properly, you're able to do it. But, you know, the gods give you a long rope, a short catch, right? It was the beginning of the Christian era. I mean, you just think about what the Christian era is. I mean, a lot of people don't really know, but I grew to know, to find out. God, history is all telling me. The Anodamani dating system was devised in AD 525 by Dionysius Agesos. Not Agesos, but Exibus. The term Anodamani AD and before Christ. The terms AD Anodamani, AD, and before Christ BC are used to label or number years in the system. I don't know what they're talking about. I guess number of years in the calendar. This calendar era is based on the traditionally reckoned year of the was created with the year 6000 of the Anno Mundi calendar, marking the end on the continent of Europe. Hear this? So they're talking about something that pertains to Europe. And everywhere that they conquer, because they don't belong in Europe, in the province of the African people. Because African people have right to be in Europe as well, but not to infringe on the residents of Sodomite who don't have civilized sense to perform anything civilized like commerce. They do not. So when they learn a little sense and decide to prey on the black people, this is where the problem comes in. They want to rule the world. And they know it's anywhere they go and find African people. They use military and conquer them and then put them under AD Anodamani. My friends, I'm telling you, the world is still run by kingship. as far as I know. And you better get out. Get out of the way and go back where you come from. Because as of now, I'm invoking the God. Get them out. Destroy them. Because there is absolutely, I know they are no use to the gods. Because they go, according to them in their Bible, they say they're going to latch out and want the two gods to come out to fuck their ass. Genesis 19. So get out. This is serious stuff. Get out. Now, it goes on to tell you what they are talking about, like it is Christianity and the calendar that they create. They say it was created, what? With the year 6000. Now, they just made it, since the AD and Adam and Eve, right? The number here. And then, what they do? And say that this calendar, right, AD and Adamani calendar, you know, these Sodomite calendar, AD calendar, where they put black people under, this calendar era is based on the traditionally reckoned year, and I don't know what they want to say there, was created with the year 6000 of the Anno Mundi calendar. So there was a calendar prior to this, but how do they have year 6000 and they 6000 years ago they were not around as a civilized people? How they have 6000 years for anything that they are doing, and it's just since 500 BC they take military and begin to go about the place. You see the credibility that these people are putting into what they're writing? None of it is true. You see? So they go on to say this is a calendar that was brought about 6000, but what was created with the year 6000. What do you mean created with the year 6000? They have nothing to do with 6000, right? As far as existence and civility is concerned. These white people have nothing to do with that. They're not in history as doing anything civilized until 509 BC when they overthrow the king in Italy, the black king. All right? So it goes on. On the continent of Europe, AD and Adam and Eve was introduced as the era of in Europe. So think about that. Here, the year the B-I-D, the bib lie. Here the bib lie. I don't know what that is. In 1582, when Pope Gregory XIII introduced the Gregorian calendar, Europe adhered to the Julian calendar, first implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 BC. Since the Roman Empire system miscalculated the solar system. Really? They know something about the solar system? By 11 minutes, the calendar had since fallen out of sync with
the season.
One thing I got to tell you. White people, get out of African territories. Right now. You all need to start. Find yourself out of African territory. Every one of these African territories. Because you don't have anything here that is saying to black people, we, you know, it is a fortunate thing for us to let you sodomite in here. And look at the kind of stuff I am reading. Look at the stuff I'm reading. And you know, the document that they have called AD, the document called, no, Puritan Christian Agenda. And what they have read about their agenda is so bizarre that there is no place in what they are communicating that they show a decent intent to live in harmony with hybrid people. They don't want none of that, right? And now they say they want to rule the world. And the truth is here to use and wash them away into the ocean with it. And nobody don't want to talk it because they have things to kill you. All right, well, is the killing still going on? You still want to kill us? Huh? And say America is yours and, but, you know, talk about the democracy. You know, everything that these people have goes with dates that shows they were never civilized enough claim they are doing today. You see what I mean? There's a lot of things that are wrong with these people and taking over the black territories. I'm telling you all, get out, because look, you know, the fire and brimstone and all of the inhumane things that the gods can do to take care of this business with you sodomite honest fuckers coming into our territories, breaching our jurisdiction. Now, here I am. I'm telling you to get out. Get out. There's nothing better I can say besides get out. Because who know an honest fucker, no matter where who know want to pretend to be, who know a hard pretender, come out of our territory. Winner in a funo, get out of fury. No joke about that. Now, some of the things that these people talk about black people, I got to read some of it to you, even though I feel tired. But I have to read some of it. Now, just listen to these things. And you see, when I read it to people, it's like, you know, I don't hear from anybody there or there that, like, they're concerned about these stuff. No, you know, it's like, you know, is it I alone? Is it I alone understand this stuff? It's not just me. It's not just me. It's not just me. Wow. I don't understand. Something here. Okay, let's see what's going on here. All right, now, okay. Now listen to this. These white people from 12,000 years ago, they make up these type of parodies to win the mind of African people into their new world order, right? And just give me
a couple minutes. Let me play Sam Cooke. A change is gonna come. A change is here. But let's listen to some of this. I'll be right back. About the real world that we are living in, not white people world. They want the world to be white people world. They are a sodomite culture. They don't represent the world. They just do not. This calendar that they're using has no government power at all, except that people assume that these people are Roman Republic. Okay? They are none of that. I mean, the Romans, just think about this. Did they try to confuse people with their names? But that just, I just give you now a simple instance of their confusion and see how confusing it is to you. 509 BC. Is the date when they overthrow a king in Italy. Take the military, the dress code, and like you read in the Bible and you can't find Adam and Eve birthplace in a garden of Eden. You can't find that nowhere in the Bible. But what I'm trying to tell, what I am telling you right now, I'm not trying, I'm telling you, the coup took place 509 BC.
Where I get it, do I get it from? I get it from the National Geographic World History textbook. It's in there, right? And all the evidence is strewn all over the place. More so, specifically, St. Peter's Basilica, where the Pope, they reside, right? That's where, what his name there, reside. Now, Pope Francis, right? Yes, that's the place where they overthrow the king and lying all to their ass about who overthrew the king. You know, and they're so such an idiot. They call themselves that very day of 509 BC, Roman Republic. What an idiot. They are stealing something and naming themselves permanently with what they are stealing. And they are not even running away. They are the same spot. I mean, like 2,600 years later. Right? That's how smart they are. That today, they don't expect anybody to look at them as criminals. They think because they call themselves this and call themselves that. And you know, I think they enhance themselves to steal without being caught. That's what they are thinking. But look at this. They started off with the Roman Republic, 509 BC, with the military and go all over the place like they are Roman power. Under camouflage, hundreds of years, and until this day, they're still wearing the camouflage and call themselves different name, and people forget, you know, the reality of time, right? So they think they get away with it. They don't know that in the World History textbook, they can't get away with all the things they do. And all their name, the name that they give themselves, Roman Republic, and 509 BC. So if you call yourself on the day of the crime, 509 BC, Roman Republic, operation name, and imperial name, right? Roman, Roman Republic, right? At 509 BC. That was the first time they called themselves Romans, right? So are now dating themselves before that they were Romans, right? But they were not known before. They are only writing it now and backdating themselves. Like they were Romans before when they went into the peninsula of Italy. But it is very clear that it's not true. They're telling a whole bunch of a different story. But bring their existence into evidence. They first call themselves and to be known as Romans, because clearly the king that they are overthrowing is a Roman king. He is Roman Etruscan. Two names as as titles, and but his proper name is Lucius Tarquinius. So he's at Roman Lucius Tarquinius, king, Rome of Italy. All right. So think about this. So you know, being that they started out a Roman Republic and 509 BC. All right. 509 BC. All right. And they went on until 63 BC. You know, and you know, that's 456 or 46 years, something like that. And what were they doing? Capturing African territories and make it a Roman Republic territory. That's what they have been doing. Okay? So they come to Palestine. They call it Israel now since 1948. All right. So now it goes to 63 BC. All right. They invade Palestine, 53 BC. And it is recorded plainly that their method of coming to a government in Palestine is by their imperial colonialism. Now, they start the colonialism thing, imperial republic, the republic, imperial colonialism, that very, very same day when they overthrow the king in 509 BC. Now, who is it? So we know them as Roman Republic 509 BC. Who do we know as Romans now in 63 BC? Isn't it the same imperial colonialism, Roman? That's what the history says. But do they own up to it? That they are the ones that overthrow the king in Italy, and the same Romans who go to Palestine. It's them. 70 AD, destruction of Jerusalem. You know, they are the ones who are still there talking about Jesus and nativity scene. They're the same Romans. But oftentimes you hear they talk about Rome, and Romans, and attributed to them fighting Etruscans and calling themselves Romans, hiding behind the name. And because it is like some 2,600 years ago, you know, people today don't know the history. And you hear a lot of people talking history and go around the historic explanation as to the 509 BC and how it corresponds with Jerusalem destruction by Romans. I mean, these folks don't have law, they don't civilize law. They do not. Trace them and you don't find they have no civilized origin, none whatsoever. If they were a real government, why would they make legislation to kill black people and to take away what they have? 1220, that's what they did. And they do it loftily and gloat that it is all theirs and call it a royal thing. I was going to read some of these from their document. And maybe I'm kind of too tired, but I would like to read some of it. Because everything they have written, like this is like a document, a big document, and these people incriminate themselves from start to finish. Proves that they are mentally ill and they only have enough sense to create trouble. Yes. Yes. Now, so I don't have no choice but to look like, you know, said to people, to black people, look, you have to curse these folks. You don't go there and pick no fight with them. Curse them. just don't follow what they're doing. Because they make up all these Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. These are fucking dog ass man anus fucking church. They don't have no civilized origin at all. None in history. And it's not like it goes way beyond in history that is hard to like comprehend, or the information, you know, it's hard to line up and give you facts. It's not so. It's just a few, like 2,600 years ago. What they are writing and make it seem like the world just start 2,021 years ago. No, go so. This document I'm telling you about, you know, one of the worst thing that these guys have done is to make themselves the wisest and the greatest people. They do it on every front to say they are the most intelligent and scientists and stuff like that. Oh, God. And they are telling you at the same time the place in Palestine, they call Israel today. They tell you that they go to look at what they tell you in their writing. And the document I'm reading from is Puritan Pilgrim Agenda, right? Look at how they double tongue and bite themselves, because they make themselves to be the greatest intelligent people. And wealthy, and like them, no teeth, nothing. But right here, listen, when it comes to they having wealth, when it comes to they having been the first civilized people, listen to this. They tell you about their origin in America, right? And see if it makes sense to you. One of the opinions most persistent and widely held among American evangelical today is that America had essentially Christian origin. When did they come to America? In the 16th century. 1630. Right? Pilgrim and Puritans come two different times, about 10 years apart. Right? So when they're talking about America had Christian widely held among American evangelical today is the African America had essentially Christian origin. Like Christian is something that is delicious. Are these ass people them coming into civilized people and decorating themselves and going like they are so prudent and nice and stuff like that. And if you look at them, you know, they are comic. You know, they're comic. You see, and you see they have a comic washing disciples' feet. The Jesus look like a woman, a female, washing the disciples' feet. And no woman among them. Right? And they are taking over the world as the civilized people, and we are not civilized. Now, it is too depraved and demeaning, and there's nothing that we are to do besides retaliate. Retaliate. Because there is absolutely no reason to accommodate these fucking ass. Because civilized people don't fuck ass. Okay? So now they're telling you about this evangelical something. You read it, and if you don't understand, you think it's something good. And they have a picture there with somebody, whatever it is, a leader of a group or something like that. And they're all behaving like, oh, somebody picture them with Jesus and disciples. But not exactly, because I see some people around, like, with family, children, and stuff like that. But they are always posing, you know? Like, you know, a picture of characters, comic, pure, like when they talk about the Puritan Christian agenda, you know, these are, no. You would never put a sodomite culture, you know, with these people if you don't know that they are sodomites and depraved, nasty creatures. You know, white people, since they learn little civility from black people, they turn their white skin. When they start to talk about black and white, they are the ones that invent color. They invent color. And they killing the black people, it gives, in a certain way, gives the white people them high class, because they must suppress black people. And black people suffer, and the perception of the black as you go along is that white people are the higher class. If you don't read history, you really don't understand. So I'm reading to you, they rest heavily on appeal, on an appeal to the Puritan heritage here as the most influential Reformation shaping American culture. Shaping American culture. You think about these stinking ass people telling the world that they are shaping, and telling African people that they are shaping our culture. And we are the civilized people that they get some kind of little sense from. You know, and talk about they have law and stuff like that. If we don't get them out with the truth, this is what we are subject to. These stinking ass people talking about, you know, they are, you know, hone that we have. And we are nothing because they provide education for us. And the truth is they did not have, you know, a flying, blowing thing before 509 BC. You know what I mean? But prior to 509 BC, read back and see what kind of language they know and knew. What kind of commerce establishment did they have? Did they have a language? What did they know? No, they are arranging themselves in every kind of way that they were here long before us. Oh, if we don't read and know the truth, man, come on. These people, I'm telling you, they are headed to make African people sodomite, because they are already calling the Western world their civilization. That is not something that is to be done. But they must be screwing Africa. They are able to do it, and nobody opposes them because they have all these weapons. Okay? Look at them. Look at these, striking HR blood, monkey blood people do all these things because they have enough sense to do it. And we are far more high tech than these people. And we allow them to do it simply because they have weapons. They have greater than weapons. Greater than weapons. Hear them the way they are talking to the African people world now. And see, we're not paying them no attention. And they just, we don't know nothing about the sphere of civilized human life. We don't know nothing because we go to university. These ass fucking white people use our money to build university. That's the first thing they do, that we come up and see university and don't know they are the ones who build them up. You go into Africa and they build up university in Africa. Sodomite did all of that. And we are here, don't know nothing. Anything. I pray the gods to help us, really. Now, so they're talking. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a lost Christian America rests rather nebulous foundation. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I mean, it demeans Christianity, right? So, who is to be blamed for that? They have to be blamed for that. All right. Go on. The fact is, Puritans were forerunners. See, they're permanent now. They're permanent now. They were the forerunners. Now, if they didn't perform like a Christian, why are they making this argument about if they didn't perpetuate, you know, Christian, good Christian principles? Why? When they are now saying the fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching, then what did they have? What did they have to do to behave themselves except good Christian conduct? Based on what they are saying here, it doesn't sound so. It doesn't sound like they do. It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like they have anything but sodomy. A pure sodomy them have, but nobody now pay attention to them. Nobody not paying attention to them. You see, and what they are saying. So they're getting away with more than murder. All right. Now, they are the forerunners, which means they are the one who started the whole scam of Christianity in America. Right? Because they are the forerunner of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. These people are so fanatic and, it is intolerable. It is intolerable to know that black people stand by and watch them do all these things on planet Earth. How does it happen? Now, the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as declared by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed too that they were divine mission to America a place specially appointed by God to be a new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. I'm going to try to read and know what I say nothing and hope that I read good enough that you understand what I'm saying. John, and this is the point I really wanted to draw your attention to show you how they place themselves high above black people, but now they're showing you that they're really not high above us. The height that they reach, they got knowledge and wealth from us that afford them to now pretend that they were before us in everything. Listen to this. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. Led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of New Israel. Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Bay Library, the Massachusetts Bay Body of Libraries of 1641 states that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god, little god, but the Lord God, so prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, really? Adultery and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft executions. Now, you see, they tell you what the nationhood of Israel, the black people, would do to the Massachusetts, and look at what they come and download. What they say, you know, is good stuff that they find in Palestine, which of course they said it was Jewish people back there in that time. Not like now when they say white people are Semitic and Jewish people today. So they get nationhood civility from the black people in Israel, in Palestine. So how they become left now and they are a forerunner of kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. So they were working to reconstruct us, and they didn't have nationhood knowledge at all. Now, this sick stomach. It's sick stomach. And we shouldn't be struggling with these people that all they do is keep all everything we have and go out and fight the world and keep everything from Africans. Doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. Anything you touch, these people are down in the sink, in the filth hole. These white people talking about they run in the world and black people are nothing. What I mean? We are watching them reap what they sow right now. Listen to these things that they wrote. How would they get away from the wrath that created this fear of intelligent life, and they come with their fucking ass and denigrate everything. You might say, well, things happen for time, right? And all of what they have been doing, they have their judgment day, right? When they have to face judgment, because everything that they were up to doing wrong, they go the wrong way. Nobody was troubling them. They begin to turn the world upside down. So what are we supposed to do now? Sorry for them and mingle up with them? I tell you, no. If you mingle with them, you're in danger of the wrath of the Elohim gods. Because you think they like all these kind of the way African people are living today? People make up all kind of false institutions to control black people. And you still, you govern by it. You don't see the scam. All right. So I show you how they're not coming from anywhere. They're coming from out of the rock. They're coming from out of the sewer system. That's where these white people are coming from. Okay? That's where they're coming from. I'm talking about they have court system and all that kind of system. It's all a mockery. It's parody. It's charade. Okay? You can stay out there and believe in Jesus, and you're right, and faith in Christ. You don't know what it is. Come on, wake up. Now, I'm going to push and go a little further with this. All right. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. There are these ridiculous stuff. Replacing national Israel. You know? Puritans view themselves God's special people. So when they're telling you about God's special people, who were the God of the black people in Israel? Who was the God? The Elohim. But they're telling you about a monotheism God here. Well, nobody never see. So them tell you in the John 4:24, God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what they're talking about here is nothing has to do with black people. All right? But them are telling you about what them are thinking. Right? And that them are the imperial colonization that's killing off the black people and taking away them have. Right? So think about what they're writing. Nowhere do the dangers assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. What did they do, come here and do to the American Indian people there? What have they done when them said they think that they are God's special people? What did they do to them? Listen, and you're going to see whether or not these people have any kind of civilized connection with divine or with divinity, and you will find out who they really are. Okay? Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they conclude here the descent that they are falling to now with lies and all of the atrocities that they commit. They say, since the Puritan considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The right to take the land from them, all of the land. American Indians were the new Canaanites. They are the new Canaanites in America. That means they're going to get thrown out, lose their land, just like those in Palestine. They call it Israel. Yes? the American Indian were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. Promised to who? Sodomites. Dear God promised America to Canaanites. Right? So America now is gone to the dogs. Right? The fruit of Puritan theology. Here? Fruit of Puritan theology. Puritan theology is Jesus theology. You understand that? Was brutal. So anytime you're talking about Jesus, you better understand. But if you think that Jesus Christ came and these white people begin to like use his name and stuff like that, that's not what it is. They invented it. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites, which means the Indians, to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Now, come on, if your belly is not hurting you when you hear that, then you're not in sync with the civilized world and the language that we use. Come on. The Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. What else do we want to do with these white people? St. John Mason declared, God laughed at his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. In this document, you can read more about this. Converting pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. My friends, let me read this last paragraph here. I am tempted to stop, but I'm going to read it to you. Let's hope that you're going to hear it and they didn't cut off my speech on this edition. Defenders of the Puritans claim that it was the hostility of the Pequots that led to their unfortunate demise. But the Pequots were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. History reveals that their hostility did not manifest itself until they were hunted like animals. For argument's sake, let's say that the Pequots were the instigators of hostilities, virtual savages, if you will, which they were not. Does this justify hunting them down, slaughtering the men, women, and children in their sleep, and then do it again 6 weeks later to finish the job? Battlefield victories. Moreover, the Puritans claim it was in obedience to God that these pagans were slaughtered. When you hear this come from an official document of the white people, do you question whether or not they're uncivilized? Look, I am, you know, closing out right now. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. I go as far as I could go today in an effort to make people understand, because these folks are really ahead of us in a certain context, knowing what is going on. No qualms about telling you how that they're going to kill you and how they have killed you. My friends, you're out there. You're a part of Christianity. These are the people that created it. If you don't know how you were created, that's too bad for you. I tell you all the time, there's nothing more I can do for you besides go to your history and read it. Africa is there to prove the creation of African hybrids. Nothing else I can do for you today. So far, so good. Blessings. And I am going to return to my departure page now. And let's see what I am to render. What am I to render as? See you later. I'm going to render Hero, Mariah Carey. And I will see you contextually on the next edition. Okay? Take good care of yourself. You'll find